This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. You're so welcome. So good to see you again. Well, it's another quiet day over the lake. We've got very little air movement. It threatens to be a warm day. I'm enjoying getting up early. No, I enjoy the idea of getting up early and being out before the sun warms up. On these days, it's best to get out and do the hard work, the hot making work, before the sun really gets any strength. It's a bit cloudy this morning. I'm sorry, I'm not complaining. It's just a surprise. The forecast said it was going to be a sunny day, but it's not. It's actually overcast. Kind of high, fairly thin. It's not going to stay for too long. But first thing is quite nice. But when the sun does shine, when you catch the early morning sun, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and the warmth of the sun is lovely. But you can already feel that there's quite a bit of heat there, and it's going to be uncomfortable later. So the girls are spending more time in the stable after I fed them. They stayed on because it's cooler in there at the moment. They'll come out. I think I'm expecting. Okay, this is my expectation. Okay, little grebe in the background. My expectation is that the wind will pick up a bit later, but it may not be till quite a bit later. And then we're going to have quite a warm day, and then tomorrow's going to be even warmer, and then it tips down again. It's my northern blood. I don't do so well with hot weather. But the alpacas like it. They like to be out in the sun, sunbathing. Well, most of them. But they found a lovely spot yesterday up under the trees. In the afternoon, as the shade comes round, it kind of spreads a little bit onto the bank. So they can be higher up on the bank, but still in the shade. And they were obviously very comfortable, really enjoying where they were. And from my vantage point, I could see there were lots of young moorhens, which is lovely to see. They were busying themselves around the edge of the water. We still got the heron around, so they need to be careful because they still look a little bit small and a bit tasty morsel shaped to me. If I was a heron, I might be tempted. No, they're doing all right. So they're backwards and forwards. The rain we had a little bit of rain, kind of steady, drizzly, but it was actually a bit more than I thought. And there was some other stuff that we'd had as well, which means that the lake filled up a bit. No, sorry. The level on the lake came up a bit. It didn't fill the lake, but it did fill the stocking pond, which has now got a covering of water over it, and other bits and pieces. But there's a bit where the heron could actually wade all the way across. So the girls get on the bank. You've got the bank, the grass level, which is where they normally are, but they also get down on the slope, which is getting down towards the water. They're pretty good. It's a little bit soft, but it's not stuff they're going to get stuck in. The bits that they can really get stuck in are fenced off, so they can't get near it. I don't want to play that game again. Not like the time we had when Millie got stuck in the mud. Oh, what a day that was. And I almost got stuck in the mud as well. So these things change. I'd like to be letting them access down there, but not until the water comes back permanently for the lake, for, you know, in the fall, really, probably. So they'll have to do without being able to get onto that bit of, it's not very big, but that bit of ground. So they're kind of mooching around. And they missed out yesterday. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. So they've had a good breakfast this morning. They've enjoyed that. They then sat. Some of them are in the stable. Some of them still stayed out, but near the food troughs, having cleared the food. And they're just enjoying the stillness and the promise of warmth. Oh. The noise we're hearing. Quite a lot of splashes in the lake at the moment, and it's fish jumping, amazing. So they're doing a lot of jumping and splashing, but there's also the little grebes which do a lot of diving and going underwater. So they're around their back again. Perhaps they've been here all the time, but they're getting noisy again. I can hear them more often and see them a bit more. So those are the main things. The ducks, I don't know where the ducks have gone. We had about a dozen. And that's an alpaca boy up on the hill arguing about something. And we've got a few swallows. Yesterday morning, and again in the afternoon, there were like 20 swallows all tumbling around and swooping and chasing each other and picking stuff off the lake. And this morning it's just a pair. I think the pair are the ones that have got the nest in the stable. They get on very well. They cope very well. The alpacas don't mind. And yeah, I think the swallows quite like the alpacas being around. However, the swallows don't like the magpies being around. I could hear this alarm crying. They kept swooping down and coming right by the door and then swooping away again. And then as I came down to feed the alpacas yesterday, suddenly realised out on the concrete apron in front of the stable was a magpie. Well, it flew off and went into the little stable and flew out the window to avoid me, so it couldn't be seen. I saw it, though. I saw it. So I was obviously trying to raid the nest. I think it's the second brood for the swallows. Not so many this year. I said that, and then there were 20 buzzing around. I don't know where they've gone. They're all up high somewhere, or can't see any sign of them at all at the moment. But that's Jack. At a distance, I can tell it's Jack. Somebody getting too close to where he wants to be. So they had a fight last night, the boys. There was a lot of screaming going on. Eventually, I got up and got dressed and was going over. And I got halfway there, got up the top of the slope, did all the hard work, got up the top of the slope to kind of do the zigzag up to their gate. But no, they went quiet. So I stopped and came away. But it was something. Don't know what it was, but usual suspects, I would imagine. But I was just wanting to interrupt there. Don't want them getting into a habit of fighting at night. It's quite light at night, so they're not kind of, and the weather was calm and still and warm and stuff, so there was no need to be inside or. But somebody obviously was exerting their sense of superiority over one of the others who was making a lot of noise and very unhappy. It's if there's a sound that they make which is kind of, it's the kind of a screaming kind of, I'm unhappy. It's not the alarm cry, not the ha 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 ha, but it's, which you get when they see a dog or a fox or whatever. But it was just there, and there's an edge in there that, which is kind of frustration. I think that's what was going on. There was a lot of frustration sound. I was frustrated as well. I'd been in bed, all set to be going to sleep, and there's this screaming starts up on the hillside. And then to not be able to work out who it was and to separate them or work out if there's a way we can reduce the... that. I think it's just one of them being a monkey. Usual suspect. I know who I blame, but perhaps that's unfair until I can confirm. So we'll hopefully get a quiet night tonight, but you never can tell. So that's where we'll go with keeping an eye on that. So sort of less birds generally, but generally happiness seems to be at peace, seems to be around in the valley. Saw four young foxes. Well, it was a mum and three cubs, I think, down the end of the lake on the bank. But they were around, so that was last week. Haven't seen any sign of them since, but that was late afternoon. Getting bold. So they're around, and there's lots of other things around that we don't see, like the bats and the little birds. The ones where we have a path that we follow up through the trees, which we call the green path because it's green, and it goes on through the trees. It's not so green then. And then it goes further, and at the top end, then you have... it opens up again, and then you're back onto the green path. And the alpacas get up there. And there's other paths as well, because we go up and down. So there's this path that they will follow, and they do enjoy being up there. But this straight line that we follow, it's zigzagged and crossed and things by all the birds backwards and forwards across that path. Most of the time you don't see them. And it was a friend of ours who had a mist net and the license for ringing birds. So he caught some, he came and stayed, but caught some birds. And there's a load of them down there that we just didn't even know were around. But he found them and ringed them. And so, mind you, I don't know how we'd find one that had been ringed again. Yeah, so this is the morning ritual that they seem to be settling into. They're staying by the stable and over by the splash in the air. They only heard that splash in the water. That was a big fish. Mm-hmm. That was a little fish. Obviously feeling the need to jump. I'm not quite sure what they're up to. Maybe there's a bit of a hatch going on. It's not quite humid enough yet. We're not into August. Usually it's later in August we get the flying ants, where the fish go berserk and the birds go berserk and everyone's very happy. The chickens, we used to have chickens, they used to love that. They'd be so busy with all of the poor old ants. They're just such a profusion of them. So many that they... they kind of expect to lose that many. And it's all part of the cycle of the interaction of all these different things in the ecosystem here. Fascinating watching things change over time through the year. And you've got to take a slightly longer term view to notice these things. And the same with the alpacas. You've got to take a longer term view for some of the things that are going on with them. The cycles through the, you know, the eating the grass, the preferring the grass, the going for stuff that's growing on the trees and stripping off the leaves at a certain height. You can tell where the alpacas have been. There's a flat bottom to the trees with which where they got access, and you can see where they've kind of reached in, how far, how long their neck is, how far they can reach in to take off the leaves. And I had to clear some willow the other day. They do love the willow. So I just cut these branches back and then I tossed them over the over the fence into their field, and they loved it. They did two things. One, they came and stripped the leaves off. Some were more keen on that than the others. And there were some others who came and they just walked among the branches. They're still enjoying doing that. They use them as a brush. And they walk through and just, I don't know, it cleans off the flies, I suppose. Temporarily, at least. And it also then just gives them a spruce up, I think that's it. But they like it anyway. So I try and give them access to those things now and again. Of course, they're then stuck in the field, kind of in the way, so we'll clear them out at some point. But at the moment, they're very happily being used to brush themselves. So that's nice. The way that they behave kind of follows a set of rules. The trouble is, I don't know what the rules are. I've got some ideas of bits and pieces, and I do interpret some things, and some of those things are completely wrong. I've got no idea why they do those things, but I express my view anyway. I have an opinion, and it's probably wrong. These things are called works in progress. They're called temporary conclusions, I think, something like that. It's a scientific method. So I have a theory. Or perhaps it's something that's just I think this is what's happening. And then I test it, try and make more observations and see whether it fits what my conclusion was. And it's not an absolute, you know, this is definitely what's happening. But it's possible this is interesting, let me keep an eye on that. And then you kind of grow a bigger picture. And that's why I keep telling you to go spend some time with your alpacas, to help build that bigger picture, to be able to spend time observing, to fill out the bits and pieces, to confirm things that you've already seen, but also to notice things that are unusual that you haven't seen before. So that's probably a cue, isn't it? Is it my cue to say, hope you're doing well, have a good week? And if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas. And breathe. And won't stay out of the sun. If you can. Unless you want to be in the sun. I don't. So, take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.